CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Effie, you didn't finish filling out your passport application.
Yes, I did. Didn't matter what I leave out.
Your description down here in this corner.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. You were sailing this month. Honestly, do you realize we are sailing from New York 5 weeks from today?
No, 4 weeks. This is the third, and we're sailing July 31st, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Well, we're sailing in 4 weeks. Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, what didn't I fill out?
Oh, here, your height, color of hair, eyes, whether you have any visible distinguishing marks or features.
Well, let's see. Eyes blue. Height, I'm 5'3¼".
I'll just put 5'3". That's enough.
I am not 5'3". I'm 5'3¼".
All right, put 5'3¼" then.
Greetings.
Heavens, is it dinner time already? Where does the day go? We're in the living room. Hi, dear.
Now, visible distinguishing marks or features.
Oh, just put none. You don't have any, Effie.
Well, I may not be very distinguished looking, but I have a very nice forehead. Everyone has all
of it. It doesn't mean that, Annette. It means things like scars or some way they could identify you definitely.
Oh, well, know. I do have one little scar from chicken pox, but you can hardly see
it. Well,
well, well, well, well, girls, are you all set to go to Europe? There it is. There is the itinerary. Yep, just found out today exactly where we're going.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, wait a minute. Don't grab. Hot, and I'm going to have a swim first, and we'll all look it over together. Europe, here we come.
Ordinarily, we'd say live and let live, but summer insects annoy and destroy. Once they get the upper hand, they can take all the joy out of life. Don't let midget marauders mar your summer, either at home or at the cottage. There are effective ways to keep them from joining your vacation or welcoming you home when you return. CBS Radio reminds you, pack a spray, keep them away. Just as you'd lock out thugs, lock out bugs. It takes a plan to have the summer fun you can, a plan perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as Granny Frickert on the telephone.
Hello, Granny.
Gee, son, I want to thank you for that Bridgeport slug-a-bug. The grandchildren are just having a ball playing a new game called Kill. They're killing the mosquitoes and the flies and the gnats. It's so much fun with slug-a-bug.
That's right. Bridgeport Slug-a-Bug is fast and safe. Safe to use near children, food, and pets. Remember, bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Don't you want to get out of your wet bathing trunks first, dear?
No, I'm okay.
Well, you can sit around that way.
Oh, look, I got a robe on.
I know, but it isn't good to sit around in a wet bathing suit, dear.
I thought you were so anxious to look over the itinerary.
Well, I am, but I just don't...
Well, okay, world travelers, pull up some chairs. Now then, we sail July 31st from New York, arrive in England at Southampton Friday, August 7th. Wait a minute now. We take the boat train to London, where we'll stay at St. Ermin's Hotel.
Is that a nice hotel?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Not a luxury hotel, but very nice.
Well, Mrs. Houston said we should be sure and take along some hangers. She said lots of European hotels don't supply as many hangers as you generally need.
Yes, and Anne Lundell said soap, too. Uh-huh. She said sometimes they don't supply soap. And I thought that what I would do...
Look, I thought you were interested in where we were going.
Sorry, go on.
All right, now, here's a map of London. Oh, you can see that St. Ermin's Hotel is quite near Westminster Abbey.
Oh, yes.
You want to see Westminster Abbey?
Yes. Oh, if it's this close, we can just walk over there. Oh, it's right near the Houses of Parliament, too. Yes, I remember Myra said, what is awfully nice, she said, you can take a boat right at the bridge here and go down the Thames River to the Tower of London. She said, right there. She said, it's a delightful trip.
We will be in England at least 2 weeks.
2 weeks in England?
But we're only going to be gone 6 weeks, all told. If we spend 1 week on the boat and two in England, well, that only leaves 3 weeks for the rest of Europe.
Yes. Oh, honey, I don't think we can allow 2 weeks in England. No. Not that I wouldn't like to stay there much, much longer, but if we're going to see Norway and Sweden and Denmark and Belgium and Holland and Switzerland and then go on...
We are not going to see any of those.
not going to see it.
Yes,
but what do you mean?
I mean exactly that, and I would like to remind you that the reason the trip is being taken at all is because I'm going on business.
Well, I know, dear.
And my orders are to be in England for at least 2 weeks. Now, Mr. Cranshaw said the contact I had to make would take that long. He thinks. I mean, it's true that some of this may be subject to change when we get over there.
Well, couldn't Aunt Effie and I take some side trips, perhaps? Yeah. I mean, we could fly over to Denmark or Belgium, maybe, and then, you know, meet you somewhere
you
later.
You two are staying in the same country that I'm in, thank you, and that is final. I'm not going to be in the middle of some business deal and get a frantic wire from you from Denmark or Belgium to come and pick you out of some crazy mix-up.
Oh,
or Aunt
Effie and I can look after ourselves, dear.
Listen, knowing the two of you as well as I do, I wouldn't sleep nice. Knowing the two of you are gadding off to some strange country and getting into a mess.
Are we going to Paris?
Yes, I'm going to Paris.
Oh, yeah, sure, we're going to Paris, and it's possible we may get to some of those other countries, but I can't promise right now.
And we're just definitely going to England and France.
No. From London, we'll take the train to Paris.
Take the train? How are you going to take the train across the English Channel?
Yes, I'm sure.
It goes on a ferry boat. I mean, we take the train at night. It's sleepy, you see. It goes from London to Dover. Mm. That's in England, Aunt Effie. And put on a ferry boat, see, and lands at Dunkirk, or where it goes on to Paris. I think we arrive in Paris about 9 in the morning, August 25th. Yeah, that's right. That's Tuesday. Then we have the rest of the week in Paris. We take the train to Venice. From Venice to Florence. Oh, excuse me, Firenze.
Honestly, we haven't studied our Italian at all. We've been terrible.
I know. We're all going to be so ambitious.
Yeah. Well, where do we go from there?
From there to Rome, where I have quite a bit of business. So we'll be in Italy all told about 2 weeks, I guess. And there you are. Then we fly home.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter?
It's fine, dear. I'm a little disappointed. I'll admit, I thought we were going to see more countries than this.
Yes, I did, too. My goodness. I'll probably never get to Europe again. I should mean to spend you what money I have for this trip.
Well, all right. Now, look, as I said, this itinerary is subject to change. And it is very likely that when we get over there, I'll have to make a trip to Switzerland or Stockholm, maybe. Could be any place, but this is all I definitely know about now.
Well, sometimes I think it's better anyhow if you don't try to see too much. Then I think, you know, you wind up not seeing much of anything.
Yes, that's true. You just spend all your time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we're definitely going to Paris, I certainly have to have my fling in Paris.
Oh, boy. This I want to see. My secretary stopped at your travel bureau, too, and Miss Bowman gave a diagram of the boat so you can see where our staterooms are.
Oh, my. Where are we?
Here we are. Outside cabin, A-deck 338.
Where am I?
You're right. Right here, Aunt Effie, next to us, but it's an inside cabin.
Oh, you mean there's no portholes in my cabin?
Well, Aunt Effie, you said you wanted to be, you know, right next to us.
Yes, but looks as though there's two bunks in my cabin.
Oh, well, sure. I mean, very few boats have staterooms for one person, Aunt Effie, except in first class. Then they don't have many.
Now, I think if you want to have a stateroom for yourself, even if it's for two people, that you have to pay for the... You mean
they'll put some perfect stranger in with me?
Well, you'll get acquainted, Aunt Effie. Don't worry. Now, in Italy...
Well, I don't care for that arrangement at all.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, she may turn out to be perfectly lovely and you'll make a new friend. You know how you are.
And what if she turns out to be perfectly terrible? Leaves her clothes all over, comes in late, and wakes me up.
Well, why worry about that now? Anyhow, we're only on the boat 7 days.
Well, you'll be with us most of the time, and people don't spend much time in their staterooms anyhow on a boat, Aunt Effie, just dressing and sleeping. Rest of the time you wander around the boat, there's nice lounges and a library and writing room.
Well, I don't like being cooped up with a perfect stranger, I must say. I didn't know it was going to be that way at all. When I spend money, I expect to have privacy. And either I get some other accommodations, it's silly, but I am very upset.
Maybe Aunt Effie could be in with me, dear, and you take her cabin.
But you're putting me in with some strange woman?
Huh? No, I wasn't thinking. I forgot. Maybe we can take turns switching around.
Well, I don't think I'll go at
all. Aunt Effie, wait a minute. Don, what is the matter with her? To begin with, she always likes everybody.
She snores.
She
won't admit it, but she does. And I suppose she's afraid she'll keep the other woman awake and that will embarrass her. Then she'll lie awake trying not to sleep, so she'll be dead tired all the time.
Oh, honestly, of all the ridiculous...
Now, don't you say anything about her snoring.
Just let me handle it, will you? Look, I've made hotel reservations all over Europe, and by golly, Aunt Effie is not going to back out now.
We We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Here's how Brubeck sounded at last year's Newport Jazz Festival as Columbia Records recorded the Dave Brubeck Quartet for LP. This year's Newport Jazz Festival is underway. Today is the second day of the sixth annual conclave of the greats of jazzland. Dave Brubeck's there, of course. So are Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Mahalia Jackson, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, Stan Kenton, Jimmy Rushing, Errol Garner, and oh, too many to mention. CBS Radio's Mitch Miller is there, too. And each evening, Mitch brings you the Newport Jazz Festival highlights. It's exclusive. It's great. It's Newport Jazz, man. So come get yours tonight through Sunday when Mitch Miller rounds up the day's top music of the Newport Jazz Festival exclusively over CBS Radio. Your favorites and mine in every style of jazz.
Why, I am surprised at you, Aunt Effie. I really am.
I like my privacy. Please don't stand right in the middle of the kitchen. I'm trying to get dinner.
Now, don't you think that other woman likes her privacy, too? I mean, she's probably worried right now about what you're like. But the point is, Aunt Effie, it's not like you to be so standoffish. Here's this poor woman traveling all alone.
How do you know?
Well, I mean, if she weren't traveling alone, she'd be sharing a cabin with her husband or her girlfriend, wouldn't she?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got us, but here's a woman now, probably saved for years. She's looked forward to this all her life. She couldn't find anybody else to travel with. None of her friends could afford to go, so she's going alone, and she's worried already, a little scared and lonesome, wondering if she's going to have a good time, if anybody's going to even speak to her, and if they'll like her, and if she'll make any friends.
All right, you can stop your sales talk.
Oh, my golly, don't you think I'm right now, really?
Yes, I have to admit it.
All right. And if there's anything you love, Aunt Effie, it's to take somebody under your wing.
Oh, yes, I know. Goodness, I'm feeling sorry for her already. Now get out of my way so I can get dinner. Oh, no.
All right, you wait and see, Aunt Effie. You'll be glad I talked you into it.
I hope we will.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, dear, you worried about trotting around Europe with two women. You may find yourself with three.
Huh?
Look, you know, Aunt Effie, if that strange woman is alone, scared, worried about the different money and the strange languages, why, Aunt Effie would just take over and be like a personal manager.
Oh,
yes,
she would.
You mark my word.
If this poor woman is alone and we like her, it might be nice if she joined up with us. Oh, it's so awful to be alone. And as I say, if we like her. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean, dear?
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.